Now let's tour the blacksmith shop.
Smithy, can you give me a minute? Thanks.
Among the most important commercial businesses that you could find in an agricultural town of the day, blacksmith shops were the forerunners of the modern repair garages, machinists, or the welding shops. As mechanization became common in agriculture, blacksmith shops became well-patronized businesses in thriving settlements. And similar shops were found on ranches and farms as agriculturalists learned to do their own repairs. Now, the smith shop was simply a workshop where items of heavy metal were created or repaired with intense heat. On the forge, fueled by hot coals and fanned by either bellows or the rotary blower, the forge was the center of the blacksmith shop. Iron was carefully heated to create, reshape, or repair tools and broken equipment. Forging was dangerous, dusty, and hot work, where the ring of the hammer on the anvil could be heard down Main Street, where the blacksmith shaped red-hot iron using only a hammer and tongs, his bare hands, his eyeball, and experience. A wheel screw driven press could straighten items such as frames, hanines, and pitman arms that required precise alignment. Now, aside from the forge, the smithy was an all-purpose mechanical repairman, and all knew that their establishments as the place where horses could be shod, knives and blades could be sharpened, and harness gear could be repaired. As a wheelwright, the smithy was adept at fixing wagons and buggy wheels, sleigh runners, undercarriages, and boxes. As well as repairing, the blacksmith sold tools and hardware, nails, wrenches, scythes, axes, saws, horse and oxen yokes, and ice tools, such as tongs and cross-cut saws, that he usually fashioned himself. If you needed an odd kind of tool or a mechanical gizmo, the blacksmith shop was the place to find it. And if the customer didn't need to purchase, well, that equipment could be rented. Due to noise and odors, industrial businesses like blacksmith shops and livery stables were located distantly from other merchants. But that remoteness had its other advantages. Shops were gathering points for early settlers who appreciated the social exchange of news, a game of cards, possibly a drink, a dirty joke, just the warm formal atmosphere off in that shop. Now, among the early smithies in the Pincher Creek area were the Scott brothers, William Foote, who purchased his blacksmith shop from the Scott family, an Afro-Canadian by the name of Charlie Dyson, and Dick Witkoff, who operated shops in Pincher Creek and also the community at Fishburne at different points of time. Now, the shop also features artifacts from Pincher Creek's coal mining history. Larger mines catered to the commercial extraction of coal that was shipped to market via rail or horse and dray services to public institutions, businesses, and private residences. Many ranchers and farmers accessed local coal seams for their own domestic use. So inside our shop, you can find mining artifacts that include dynamite cases, miner's caps, safety lamps, augers that drilled holes in the underground coal seams, miner's picks, and their shovels. Electrical service boxes were located in the miner's washhouse. As each miner came off shift, the batteries for his helmet light had to be recharged. It took 8 hours to recharge a miner's helmet. So with the various mining shifts, the electrical panel was kept busy 24 hours per day. Though coal development was most economically critical to the Crow's Nest Pass, the foothills country was also noted for prominent mines, such as the Christie Mine near Bovie Lake, which operated for an impressive 60 years from 1883 to 1943. Several mines opened at Lunbrook beginning in the 1980s. The Western Coal and Coke Company was established at Beaver Mines in 1907, successful enough to warrant the construction of the Kootenay and Alberta Railway. Smaller mines also operated in the Fishburne District and along Heath and Roland Creeks in the Porcupine Hills. Now, this shop itself was built by axeman Damas Sieur. He constructed this log building in 1903 for $250 as a family dwelling for Baptiste Dion on a homestead southeast of Pincher Creek. The Audie family purchased the farm in 1935, where two generations of the family lived in the building. It was donated and moved to the village in 1987, where it serves as the functional Kootenay Brown Pioneer Village Blacksmith Shop.